Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Thanks.
My drawer's sticking to my eyes. And don't Granny's yard.
A C note.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. You got Joe Murray here in for Wallach. You have Rich out with his broadcast equipment that works, that he doesn't have to sit all day trying to figure out to no reward at all.
Did we ever find what was going on? Nope. Like, did the company end up sending you like a faulty one, or what was the end game on that?
I bring it in tomorrow, and I'll let those guys touch it for as long as it takes. All I know is it worked for 6 days, and in the morning I was supposed to use it didn't work.
And then, of course, it doesn't work.
Right. That's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's probably going to be one of these things like, you didn't press the do dangle on the single. They're going to show you like 13 things. We showed you how to do this.
No, believe me. I was on the phone. For 12 hours, I was on the phone with people that day. It was awful.
No. The guys at the station were great. They made it to where basically we're supposed to do it where you press like two buttons and everything like works up. Yeah. So I guarantee you it's something screwed up with the box. It has nothing to do with what the engineers did, I'm sure.
Well, it worked for 6 days. I didn't say it was engineers' fault, but it worked for 6 days, and then it didn't work. Yeah. I tested it with them. But, you have the luxury of having something that works. So congratulations there.
But you know what? If it ended up actually working, then you wouldn't have had the awesome experience of having your mom drive you to the studio in Knoxville at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I wasn't dealing with that. She offered. And I said, I'm not dealing with another thing going wrong. I go, you know where it is. I'm not going out there at 4:30 in the morning and not finding the thing.
All right. Whenever you have to, or anyone has to broadcast from like another radio station's cluster, because I'm sure that's kind of where you went. I'm sure it was one of these buildings that's got like four or five radio stations in it.
Yeah.
So what's Knoxville radio like? Like, what's the crew doing there? I'm sure heard parts of the other morning shows and stuff that are going on all around you in the studios.
Eric Ainge, who is a nephew of Danny Ainge, was a big star quarterback at University of Tennessee. And was drafted by the Jets, and he came in and introduced himself, and he was aware of when Danny came on and said that he wanted to be the Jared of Chipotle.
Jared of Subway of Chipotle, which, of course, he had not known what happened to Jared of Subway and what his history was. And
he gave me his card, because he has the Eric Ainge Show, and he gave me his card. It is very impressive card, very heavy. Made of the finest of paper.
Hang on, so this is his nephew?
Yes.
Okay, but I didn't even know he had a radio show. That's kind of...
Well, we've had Eric Ainge on before.
What?
We have?
Why would we have had him on?
Mike said we had him on years ago, but we're trying to remember, but...
Okay, well, he wants to come on, but yeah, he's huge. And he was, I guess he sets all these records at Tennessee, but then he hurt himself, and then he had drug problems and stuff like that.
Is he, like, doing the sports talk station up down there?
Yes, he's on the Sports Animal.
Ooh, it's an animal.
Exactly.
I'm going to come at you with takes and rip your throat out.
So he's got like the 9 to 12 shift, which is, if they paid any money, would be the greatest shift in the world.
Right. You don't have to wake up too early. And, yeah. You know, your
box
out,
works.
Out of, for traffic, yeah.
Yeah, your box works when you try to use it. But, they were very nice. There was a guy who came in specifically to help me. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I had my mom hold my hand to get over there, and then I had a man hold my hand to get me through the broadcast.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, was there any kind of, like, what was there, the Top 40 show that you got to see a little bit of the shenanigans? That's always funny to see.
First of all, their studios were really small, but I, like, no one was, like, running around with, like, a clown nose on or anything. I mean, I didn't really, you know, visit the people.
Yeah.
Except for Eric Ainge, who came up and said hello. Because
good for him, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. So there you have it. Now, the guy who helped me over there with very bad teeth. But other than that.
But then again, that's just Knoxville.
Oh, now I'm being told we had Eric Ainge on in 2011.
Oh, wow.
So, and that Lockhart just came off the top of his head. He knew when we had Eric Ainge on. He was at one point a big prospect.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, how could you not remember when we've been on the air since 2006 and have numerous guests?
Sure.
All right. So what happened over the last couple of weeks? I was on the air during the 10th anniversary show.
Yep.
Did anything come out of any of this stuff? The 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I would say that the gentleman sitting across from you is a fascinating human being. First of all, Joe Murray, while you're there, did I win my degenerate bet special? Because I completely forgot what it was. All I know is that it was for some random soccer game Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and I have no idea. And I looked all over trying to just have something ring a bell. Did I win?
I have to look that up.
Okay. All right. So there was some completely random soccer game that he had me put like $100 on. But other than that, we had a brief discussion, Fred, at I don't even know how the topic came up. I think, I don't know, because Joe's in studio, we start talking about pot for some reason. And I was joking around. I was like, all right, well, you know, When was the last time you got high? And he kind of looked at me. I said, is it within the last 48 hours? And he goes, yup. And so we started trying to guess, and it ended up that my man smoked at like 5 o'clock before he came in studio. It was a wake and bake situation.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me in the least. He's been high when he's come in here before.
Oh, I haven't been stoned. I mean,
you went high.
I smoke weed every day.
Yeah, right. I know.
Like Nate Dogg.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
because I think I've talked to him about this before. He's come in and he's done the pick thing that he does, and he's smoked, absolutely.
Yeah, the old wake and bake. And what ended up happening after that was that a bunch of people called us up who were, you know, working on, you know, at work, and they're like, yeah, this is like a normal thing every single morning. I end up, you know, smoking before I go into work, and I just, it helps me. It's like the cup of coffee for him, and I guess for Joe Murray, that's like your cup of coffee, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
all right.
It's like, but I think it's now, like, Fred, I'm sure you know this, like, this is, people can function. It's not
it's probably like sativa, and it helps you wake up a little bit, yeah. And then you get, it gives you a little bit of energy. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. I wish I liked weed. Oh, I would weigh 50 pounds less than I do now.
We had lots of wake and bake takes last Friday. And I will say this, Fred, I just looked it up. You won your bet 2-0.
Hey, very nice. Excellent.
What was the game?
I believe it was Gangnam.
That's right. It was Psy, the Gangnam Style. It was that city, right?
Yeah, they won 2-0.
Okay. Over 2-0. Who?
2-0, excuse me.
Yeah,
2-0 over who?
I don't even know. Senegnam or something.
Okay, all right, well, good. We'll let that roll on something else random.
All right, and so I would take it you smoked this morning.
I mean, I wake up. I vape, though. I'm not a flower guy.
Yeah, okay.
Out on the flower now.
So it's just oil.
All oil here on in. It's better. Doesn't smell. It's easier to use.
Right. And then, so when the show's over,
I'll have to go to work. And I heard about this, by the way, from employers and stuff like that. But
for anyone,
I don't care. Like, I like whatever.
Anyone you're effective.
Oh, not here, no. No one cares. I don't mind.
You can't, if you're in radio, you can't get on people. Yeah. So get an eye.
But, you know, I do work. I'd love to be full-time in radio, which we're pushing for here. But, yeah, the outside world, though. Oh, Smoking Joe, how are you today?
Oh, yeah. They didn't like it, man. Mm. The man had the noose around your neck.
Trying to bring you down.
Yep. Yeah. You know, Mr. Ty, Mr. Boss, Mr. Middle Cubicle.
That's right.
It's coming down on you. I'll tell you what. Well,
but the one thing that was great, though, Fred, was that, you know, for the first time, Wallach moved over a chair and Joe Murray did the headlines. Because, you know, anytime like you're gone or I'm gone and, you know, and someone who does headlines comes in like Joe Murray, I never thought about it. I would just, all right, well, I guess Joe Murray's going to be in studio. Wallach's always going to do the headlines. And this time I was finally like, all right, well, apparently I'm being a dick because someone like said, why doesn't Wallach ever move over to the other chair? And I'm like, because I never thought about it. When Wallach moved over, like where Zolak sits, dude, he was swinging that thing like a cane. He was the Big Johnson T-shirt come to life.
Okay, I will make a prediction that Murray talked more than Wallach.
No, actually, Wallach was definitely talking more than me.
Oh, really?
No, not Wallach on that Friday, became chatty though. Boy.
Not on Friday, though, because he was like on vacation mode.
Yeah.
But I will definitely say the first 2 days, he was definitely swinging it.
Oh, really? No. Okay. Yeah, Wallach was like, this is my shot, you know, and he just started like talking a little too much, I think.
Did you regret the decision that you, I just know that someone mentioned it on the air, and the next thing I know, we got an email saying that he was going to be the guy.
It was actually funny. I didn't stop it because I thought it was actually pretty funny because we'd kind of call him out on it. You know, every time he would do that, it's like, oh, here it is, Big Johnson again. And he would just like, he would like continue to, and he was like kind of like a ball buster too.
Which
was
my.
Even better. It was like John Wallach ball buster, which I kind of thought was amusing.
Holy my. Oh my goodness. Johnny Wall game.
Yes.
After only 40 years in radio, getting to move over a chair when someone's on vacation. Well.
Yeah. It was quite the scene. He was preening. I guess, as they say in the bird world.
Yeah, he was presenting. He was, yes. He was presenting himself for future lovers. Mm-hmm. All right, so, Rich, we have what happened last night?
Oh, the Red Sox are going to the World Series. Plus, we'll talk about what happened with the Patriots this weekend and some awesomely awkward TV during the broadcast.
All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
The Bat. The Sports App.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Well, with one out-of-nowhere official statement from the NFL this weekend, it looks like Tom Brady's receiving corps might not be so bad after all. Josh Gordon reinstated, and as of yesterday, allowed to return to New England's facility and engage in conditioning and work individual workouts. Basically, he is good to go as of yesterday afternoon, but he's going to be subject to what's being called, quote, appropriate progress on clinical care and other arrangements. I have no idea the details. They did not release them. But in the meantime, Gordon's going to be permitted to participate in team activities, including practice. He may attend but not play in the third preseason game on August 22nd. So Joe Murray, adjust your degenerate preseason betting accordingly. But the best news is that Ben Volen will finally be able to interview him after all that exhaustive searching for him in Florida 2 weeks ago. Did you read that article, Fred, by any chance?
No, what, did he just walk around Florida looking for Josh Gordon?
Dude, it was the greatest. It was the, and a lot of people don't, for some reason, don't like Ben Volen. I don't have a problem with Ben Volen. But this was the fire festival of articles. So he wrote this, it was like this huge piece. I mean, it was like a massive article, and it was called like One Man's Search for Josh Gordon. And in essence, he went to Florida. He was already there covering something for the Miami Dolphins, doing a story on them, and went to Gainesville and went to a gym. Josh Gordon wasn't there, so he left. And
wow.
There's an entire article all about that. Just like you filled the entire page about that. He went to lunch. Oh, in the article, he went to the gym and he wasn't there. And then he went to lunch and went back and said, hey, if he comes here, could you have him call me? And nothing.
If I was the Globe, I would not let him write off the mileage from Florida, from Miami to Gainesville. If I was the Globe, I'd be like, why did you drive that far?
Al Capone's vault.
Do you know how far Gainesville is from Miami? I mean, it's like almost the entire length of Florida.
Do it, Fred. You got to read the article. I mean, it was...
why do you even bother putting it out?
Well, I think it's because he had sold them on doing this thing, and he went there and just went to just one gym, just found this gym. He described the gym in detail. There's a picture of it that I don't even know what it's a picture of. It's like the outside of a industrial complex. It doesn't show anything about the inside of the gym. It's almost like he was afraid to take a picture of the inside of the gym.
Maybe the voyage was the story. It really
yes,
what he learned along the way. Yeah,
but the voyage sucked. He went to one gym, went to lunch, and then was like, okay, well, I guess I did my work.
You know, there's these people that have written books about searching for J.D. Salinger and things, and then around the way, you know, you find out it's a life lesson. Maybe
literally,
that was what Volen was doing. He was just like, hey, there's a lot of chicks at this gym.
Fred, everything in the article could have been done with a phone call.
Right.
Like, everything. Like, he talked to a guy who worked at the gym who had trained him.
Okay.
And I was like, you could have called him.
Okay, best case scenario for that article is you find Josh Gordon.
Okay, now that's a good article.
But it's not worth any time.
So
you find Josh Gordon in what?
And then you ask him a ton of questions.
Okay, so you say, hey, how about that weed?
He actually wrote in the article what he was going to ask him. Like,
yeah.
Because you got to fill it up somehow. Nothing.
All I'm saying is the best case scenario is not even that great.
Fred, I know this article is like a week and a half old, but during one of the commercial breaks, you got to pull it up.
They're printing it out for me now.
You're gonna absolutely love. I just remember reading it and laughing, going, "How did this make the paper? Like, how did this actually get printed?"
And that Florida Turnpike crap that you got to go, and there's like only a Roy Rogers every 100 miles.
It's not the best. The old B line is the B line still there? Isn't that what they used to call it?
It's just all I know. It's the freakiest road in the world because there's like no exit and it's just prisons.
Oh, it's terrifying. Well, Bill Belichick released a statement on Josh Gordon's reinstatement, saying, "Quote: For the past 8 months, Josh's situation has been entirely a league matter. When Josh returns to our program, we will evaluate the entire situation and do what we feel is best for Josh and the team." But that didn't stop Steve Burton from once again giving us another awesome Steve Burton, Bill Belichick moment from halftime this Saturday night. Let's roll the clip.
Well, joining me now is Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. Before I even want to talk about the first half, I do want to bring up Josh Gordon because you put out a statement earlier today. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope.
Not at all.
No, that's why I put out the statement.
Okay. All right. Good luck in the second half.
Why? Go home and get your shine box.
Why? Why? I mean, why do they make him do it?
Even if you hate the preseason and find no value in watching guys that more than likely aren't going to play most of the season, the Steve Burton interview with Bill at halftime always delivers. Always. I mean, it's like an entire Office or Curb Your Enthusiasm episode's worth of awkwardness in less than 60 seconds.
And you know it's going to happen. And meanwhile, McVay's on the sidelines talking about what play. Did you see that from the preseason?
Yeah, giving strategy.
Yeah, he's right. Giving strategy and like talking about what's going on. And then, yeah, and then you just get poor Burton just... Like Bill hates him. there's something there that it's beyond the usual just surliness. This has come down to something where you almost think he hates him personally.
And it's every year,
yeah.
Without fail, like for the last, like, how I don't know, however long they've been doing it, since I can remember, every time it happened, but you so look forward to it. Like, you can't wait to see it. We have tons of audio back. We might need to go through some of the old memory box of Steve Burton and Belichick later on in the show, because it just is one entertaining clip after the next. But Matthew Slater, for one, is extremely happy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. About many things, about the periodic table of elements. And
football is number two. We want to see him first and foremost be, you know, doing well as an individual, doing well as a man, and we want to support him however we can. So we're just going to take this thing one day at a time, which is all any of us can do. And, you know, we'll see what tomorrow brings, and then we'll let the day after that worry about it when it comes around. Except.
Yes, we'll wait until the next lunar eclipse.
At what point
one day at a time, when I come up with my new creation, mm-hmm. AI, artificial intelligence.
I thought you were going to give me like a Schneider reference or something like that with the one day at a time thing.
Schneider, he couldn't fix, he couldn't change a tire, that Schneider.
He should have used science.
Science!
At what point he said, a lot of hugs, I would imagine, a lot of smiles. It's definitely going to be good to see him.
Yeah, a lot of hugs.
Well, after watching Saturday night's game, it's tough not to get excited about Chase Winovich. He was just everywhere.
Boo!
Why do you hate that guy?
Because he went to Michigan and he's got stupid hair.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a weirdo, which is nice.
Nah.
He's good.
He's like a try-hard, like, long-haired guy. Like, go screw yourself.
A try-hard, long-haired guy.
No, he's good. Fred, he's good.
I mean,
didn't say
good.
He wasn't good.
Okay, you said try-hard, though.
No, but he's like a try-hard. Like, he's like, you know, a guy who's
that's
probably
right. Every
pissing
play.
Off the veterans.
Every yeah. play.
Well, Brady told him to get into his playbook the other day because he started, I don't know, tweeting.
Oh, that's rib jibbing. I can't. Tom and his rib jibbing. He just jibs all the time.
Yeah, he's, you know, pouring sugar on people and
hosing them down.
Yeah, I don't care for this fella. He's getting too much attention.
Well, let's give him some more because he was excellent, finishing Saturday's game with 6 tackles, a sack, and 2 tackles for losses. But what I truly like about this dude is that he says stuff like this at the podium afterwards.
Ever since high school, my grandma has been promising me if I have played hard and I didn't get hurt, she's been promising me $5 and a chocolate bar, either Hershey's or Sarah's candies. So today was just another day where I just went out there and I said, you know what, I got to play hard. I need that $5 and I need that, you know, the candy. So exactly. So I just, you know, I know I joke, but at the end of the day, I know I got a lot of support and a lot of people that believe in me. And
Boo!
This guy's going to be a star. I guarantee you he's not going to be on the number two team much longer.
Yeah, that's right. Not unless Edelman gets his way. Because Edelman's apparently got some big plans that we'll talk about later. Where he's got an agent and everything else. But this guy, I mean, yeah, mom would grandma would promise me $5 in a chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sweet? No. It's not.
Well, you at least got to respect his play. Like, just take away the longer
big,
the
big deal play against the third team. Offense.
All right. Well, I mean, that's fair. Now that's fair. But and we'll
listen,
see.
Listen, he could
be
the best player in the world. Doesn't mean I like him.
that is true. Well, also Isaiah,
you know,
Wynn.
He's one of these guys that Flynn hated that zooms around and like. In preseason practices, and you got to tell
them. That's because Flynn didn't like people who tried.
Well, a lot of people don't like, Ted, they had to tell Ted Johnson to gear it back a little bit.
Practice all Americans.
Yeah, they're nobody practice all Americans, and there's people like, dude, this is how I make a living.
Sure.
Slow down a little bit.
Well, I mean, the guy wants a place on the team. He's trying to make an impression.
He's going to make the team. What round was he taking him? Second?
Third. Third. He's a third rounder.
He's going to make the team.
I mean, the dude looked great. I mean, he's somebody that it's going to get to the point where you just can't ignore him anymore. And, I mean, he, as he said, preseason, but he seems like a Belichick guy. Guy doesn't, he goes 100% on every play.
Yeah, $5 in chocolate. Mm-hmm. Boo.
Isaiah Wynn, he looked good, though. That was another thing, too. It was a nice surprise.
He didn't get hurt. He had a hell of a block on, I believe it was a touchdown to Brissett. Somehow Bolden on the outside. But, yeah, he looked very good, and I think he'll be the starter day one.
Yep. Isaiah Wynn was great. He was taking first-team reps all week, so it sounds like that's what they're trying to do. The one guy who, and we've been kind of toying with this for the last three seasons, but anyone else getting nervous about Steven Guskowski? Another 40-yard field goal last week. He was one of two. He misses another one this week.
I got news for you. There's nobody out there. If you're looking for a kicker, there's nobody. Yeah.
The Bears have been having a competition. We know what happened with them last year.
The Jets can't find
Jets
a kicker.
Canizaro retired.
Canizaro, and then the guy they brought in after him sucked.
Yep.
So if I wouldn't be too quick to pull the trigger on Gostkowski because there's
no one out there. It's one of those things where it's such an important and underrated position. Why there aren't a million people who are able to do that job? I just don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know why you would let an all-pro kicker go. But the Jets seemed to think that was a good idea, and they brought in a guy that couldn't make an extra point, so they had to cut him.
Well, we got Jeff Howe from The Athletic. He'll be on with us to discuss all things Chase Winovich and Steve Burton at 7:20 with us.
All right. So, Rich, what do we got coming up?
Oh, well, I mean, at least, you know, you think Steven Guskowski is an actual problem. Once again, that's Patriot problems. Real problems are when you have a star player who refuses to play because of his helmet's all screwed up. And finally, this is great, the team is calling him out. Oh, this is going to end in disaster.
All right. So we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
At Fitz Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Joe Murray's orgasmic during these commercials. He's college football. He's going crazy.
Starts this weekend.
Which is always sad. See, for most people, they enjoy, especially living in a weather hellhole like this.
Yeah.
They enjoy actually the sun being out right now. You know, outdoor activity. You know, this goes away very quickly.
Yeah, no, I'll go to the beach during the day and I'll bet on the games at night.
Yeah, but it's a sign that this is all coming to
an end. Oh, I know. It is sad. That's true.
And it's the back-to-school sale sign, like when you were a kid, that goes up in Target. And you're like, okay, just put that away.
Yeah. This is when it gets depressing. And that's why everyone who goes, only like 24 days till the NFL kicks off. What's your life like? this is what's the most important thing in your life? is that the NFL, like, don't rush things along. The NFL is nice, but the reason the NFL is nice is because it's a diversion from what ultimately is hell from the mid-November, where I have to go to my father-in-law's, until February. So that's basically what the NFL is. It's a diversion, usually, hopefully, just on Sundays. It's a diversion.
Well, you don't want your kids to go back to school? Like, do you
they go to camp during the day. I don't care. What do I care if they go to school? And you know what? No. Because then they got homework and things that I have to help them with. There's no positive. Yeah, people go like, oh, yeah, the kids are going out to school. What are your kids doing all day?
Fred, that was spoken like a person who doesn't have kids. Like, school, like, sucks. It is tough, yes, dude. Yes. They got a million things going on, 18,000 projects. Every single night, they're up, like, super ridiculously late doing homework, and you have to help them. And it's stuff that you completely either, A, forgot, or, B, were never taught. You have
math,
to relearn.
Yeah, the math you've never been taught. They literally have, and this is not being, like pressuring them into things. They literally have at least one thing a day that they got to go to. Meanwhile, they got to do that. Because my son's going to sixth grade, where you actually get homework. And I have no idea if he's going to have any conception of what's going on there.
Joe, it's so bad. You find the only place you can find any kind of peace is by sneaking into the bathroom and locking the door and trying to get 5 minutes to yourself.
Wow.
I mean, it's everything is about the kids. You have no personal time at all.
You can't watch TV.
Nope.
And then the older that they get, the farther you have to drive.
You're on the toilet so long, your feet fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's true. And you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth your feet falling asleep because you got that, whatever, 10, 15 minutes just to yourself.
And then they argue with your wife, and then they come in to you screaming and yelling, even though you had nothing to do with it. and then you know, you just say, fine, you're not punished. Just shut up. And then that's what goes on. Yeah, there's no upside to them going. That's the thing is when people go, oh, they're going back to school. I said, what do they do all day in the summer? Like, what are you, like, chained to them? I mean, if it's fine, you don't have money to send them to a day camp, then go, you know, drop them off at the Y. I mean, come on. They got to take the city bus, and that's going to be a whole thing.
Jeez, I struck a nerve with this. Jeez, I didn't know it was going there.
There's no positives of the fall. You're closer to dying. There's no positives.
The snow's coming, right, soon.
Okay, right.
The leaf blowers, right, at Newton.
Yeah, time change. Gets dark.
Yeah.
Daylight savings, yep.
Yeah, I got to go around and bust all the people using leaf blowers. I mean, that's how I spend it, because I got to get on my commission. So that's what's going on. All right. Well, listen, I went to, for 2 weeks, was at my parents' house. And strangely enough, only one argument in the all of the 2 weeks, because my father doesn't believe in global warming. And there's no arguing with him because he thinks he's the smartest human being on the planet. So it just gets frustrating. But beyond that, a couple things did happen. And I will relate those to you. No commercials here, just that.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Listening at home to Touch Your Enrich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Touch Your Enrich. And I was afforded my vacation for quite a few days, only one being spent for 12 hours, thank you to the engineers who helped, because their lives were as miserable as mine that day, getting my stupid box that Rich gets to work every time. It didn't work, but I was on once last week, but needless to say, I was at my parents', and one of the golden goose, the holy grail of going to my parents' house, is riding the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the boat has always been, it's always been a situation where it's easy to pull off out of the dock, because the dock, it has something that raises the boat.
So real quick, just kind of to describe where you're at. Like, you live, if I'm not mistaken, like on like this huge lake, right? And okay, your parents have this house just off the lake. Is that right?
It's on the lake. It's they live in a cove that's part of a lake that's miles and miles and miles long.
Like, okay, you know, all right.
I can't even tell you how many miles long and wide it is. Let's put it this way: it would take you half a day probably to get to where the lake ends. All right, so but the boat goes up on this like ramp. But to pull in, you only get literally like 6 inches on each side. Now, the boat is, you know, there's water and waves and things of that nature. Not easy to pull in. It takes some trickery. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what. I came in there and I said, I'll. And usually what happens is that I'll start trying to pull it in and my father will start screaming at me. And then I'll start screaming. And then I'll go, you park your own stupid boat and then we won't go out on it again. But this time, the kids had been to camp. They had done tubing. So I said, you know what? I was feeling confident. It was my second day there. Said, you know, let's take this bad boy for a spin. Get it out, no problem. Pulling the kids around. They're not hitting any docks. They're living. No crying except for my daughter. So then I go to pull it in. And booty, booty, booty. I get that sumbitch in like there's no tomorrow. Well, now, I'm cocky. Now, have a little lunch. Going to go back out there and do it. Get back out there. Super confident, standing up. This is no sweat. I pull the boat in, and I realize, like, I might nick one of the PVC pipes that helps pull it up. Don't want to do that. Maybe if I get a little gas, I'll get control of it, and I'll just jam it in reverse and be able to do it. So I jam on the old gas and smash into one of the pillars of the dock, thereby making a big hole in the fiberglass. And I said, oh, boy, you know, I'm sorry. Has anyone ever done this before? And they both went, no. No one's ever done this before. And this is a community where some woman drunk drove her car up onto their front yard. So this is not, you know, these are feeble old people.
Right.
And they're still not doing that.
How's the dock?
The dock is not damaged. The dock is not damaged. You have to understand, this is big pillars, but the boat is damaged. So I scared the kids enough that they didn't want to go tubing again. So that was out of the way. So everything's fine. We're flying home, and we used miles, and so I don't blame this on Stephanie, but have you ever flown through that garbage hole, Charlotte?
Yeah, I have. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a hellhole, and it can take 5 hours. So we're on this plane, a 28-minute flight from Knoxville to Charlotte. Of course, it doesn't take off. We get in the air at 5:15 or 4:15. We need to get out, or at 4:45. We need to get on our flight at 6. Still a possibility. So it takes off. We land, and there's a thunderstorm, so they won't bring us to our gate. So I'm going to miss this flight. Stephanie calls the airline and books us. She says, is anything open for any of the flights tonight? They say no. So she books us a flight for 7:20 the next morning, hangs up the phone, and a guy goes, not so fast. I work for American. Now, I work for the airline. And so because I wasn't sitting with my wife, so I don't know, like, if he was, like, hitting on her or what. But miraculously, he makes a phone call, and my wife and two kids are sitting together, and I have an exit row seat.
Mm-hmm.
Going on a flight that night. So how is that possible? What do the airlines do to make it that you call and ask if you can get on a plane and they say no, but they have three tickets together in an exit seat?
It's got to be because there are certain seats that are designated for medallion members, Sky Miles, that type of thing. Like people who, you know, are the next level flyer. You know, the people who have the status because they're business travelers.
Okay, what if there's nobody on the flight though?
What's that?
What if there's nobody on the flight? It doesn't make any sense.
I think that they keep those reserved until like last minute, and for standby people, they end up giving to them if they're not. But this seemed like there was a decent amount of hours between when you were there and when it was going to take off, right?
No, like an hour. Like,
it was just like 1 hour?
Yeah.
I still think that they give those seats to standby people if medallion people don't end up using it. So
then what? You're screwed?
You do not get any preferential treatment unless you are somebody who spends tons of money.
It's not preferential treatment. It's wanting to get on a flight that's got openings on it.
No, I know it's not preferential treatment. They're giving that preferential treatment to the people who do have medallion status. But that just happens all the time.
Yeah, but I don't understand what if they're not on the flight, then they don't get the seat. So they're just going to fly with empty seats?
No, they're going to. If there's anybody who is on standby, they usually give it to them.
Okay, what if there isn't?
Then I guess they fly with empty seats. Yeah.
So the strategy is not to fill the plane?
Not to make money.
Well, you weren't going to give them any money, I don't think. I think that wouldn't that just have been, isn't that already a paid for flight?
It would have been, it was a flight that I paid for, but there was open seats. Why wouldn't they want to fill the plane? Right. I mean, good customer service. I mean, so what? So on the off chance, some guy who's a medallion member wants to fly standby? I can't get a seat on the plane?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just the way it works.
I don't know if that's the way it works. All I know is that there was a guy that was making our flight. He's a guy. He had a University of Michigan shirt on, and he was pushing around these bags, and he was flying standby on the flight to Charlotte, and he had this dumb earpiece in, and he was talking and talking and talking, and then he got on the plane, and he was talking and talking and talking, and he stood in the aisle, and I just went, no!
Just went no.
Yeah, sit the F down.
You yelled at a guy in the plane?
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. I just said no, because I wanted to take off. Because at that point, he's putting his own look at me. I'm on the phone. He's probably a wrestling coach or something. Like, who cares?
Well, did you hear about that flight that was stuck on the runway for 8 hours, and at the end of it, there was an actual fist fight that came out of it?
Well, I could totally see that.
Oh, me too. I mean, it's a pressure cooker, right? Ready to boil. I mean, you're sitting on a runway, looking at where you're supposed, where you just get out. I mean, just the amount of people who want to eat, or just
They gave us water. The airplane, they gave us a nice little cup of water.
So what's even better, too, is when they have to turn the fans off because I guess for some reason they need to conserve energy on the plane. So you're sitting there just sweating while you're sitting there on the runway, which just happens a lot, too, as well.
Yeah, they have to turn off the engines and they can't handle all the bathrooms and all of those things.
I just got this tweet. Somebody said, my sister is a counter manager for one of the airlines. Those seats always remain open for the business travelers and for the frequent flyers to upgrade. That's exactly what I was talking about. If they aren't filled, standby passengers get them, even if it's first class. It's just how the airlines run the business.
Well, it's a stupid way to run the business. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. My mom actually flew down. I live in Raleigh now, and she flew down here. And she had a first-class flight, and they last minute, they changed the flight, or they changed the plane, rather, to, a smaller plane, so there was less seats. And she had bought a first-class ticket. She was in seat 2A, which that seat existed on the old plane and on the new plane, but she, never flies. And she got bumped off of first class and into a coach seat, and they didn't even tell her. She had to, look up the flight status and saw that her seat changed, and she was like, what the hell? So, I don't know, man. It was pretty crazy. So, she, called, and they basically were like, yeah, we gave the seat to somebody else. It's basically too bad. And, I'm pretty sure that that's what happened with that situation, too. Someone who had, a higher flight status who flies a lot ended up getting the seat, and she got bumped.
See, I don't understand it, because they're flying anyway. I mean, they're flying anyway. If you have open seats and someone wants them, then give them to the people who want them. I mean, that guy obviously wasn't just, it was someone who worked for the airline.
There was a situation one time where my wife went, she was flying back from New Orleans, and they ended up having to move to a smaller plane. And essentially, it was like half the size. So they randomly picked one half of the plane that couldn't fly back for another 2 days, and the other half got to fly. And Mary was one of the people who was picked not to fly. And so she did actually something kind of amazing. I tell you what, my wife is the sweetest person in the world. You piss her off, she just becomes a monster. And it's awesome. Like, she's the best advocate for herself I've ever seen. She refused to leave the counter at the New Orleans airport until they got her a seat. Like, they were saying next, next, and she was going, nope, nope. And she just stood there until one person after the next, after the next.
Oh, I would have hated her. Oh, if you're someone else.
But she got
on
a plane, good for her.
No. It was like, they should have thrown her in jail.
It was the best. And so she ended up turning around, and like, this guy was like, how did you get on the plane? And he's just like, well, you better fight for yourself.
No, I loved it. She should have been thrown in jail.
No, it was the best.
How many people were behind her?
A ton of people.
Yeah, who wanted to get on that plane, but she has to sit there and take up all the room and sit there yelling?
Yep.
I would have called police.
You screw me over, I'm not leaving until you fix
my
problem.
But you're screwing everyone else over.
No, you're not. They're already screwed. Those people don't have tickets.
Yeah, but they could have been, well, they could have gotten a ticket if there wasn't someone throwing a tantrum at the counter not leaving.
She advocated for her ticket. She got there before they did, and she didn't leave, and she got the ticket.
Well, that would have been terrible. She should have been arrested.
Why would the people behind her deserve the ticket more than her?
Because they were doing it in an orderly fashion. They were
yes,
doing
and
it
she was first. If it's an orderly fashion, she was first.
Yeah, and they tell you to go scram.
Yep, so, and so she said, took nope, so she you took screwed me. Get me on this plane.
So they took a ticket from someone who had a ticket on the flight?
No, it was one of those seats you're talking about. She was able to get on.
Well, it sounds to me like she left. She was very inconsiderate. Very inconsiderate to the people behind her. I don't know why. I can't believe those airlines keep those seats open.
I know, it does suck.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they do it. I have no idea where they pull that stuff.
Yeah, it's terrible. All right, we will talk to Jeff Howe in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Listening at home to Touch Your Enrich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Touch Your Enrich. And I was afforded my vacation for quite a few days, only one being spent for 12 hours, thank you to the engineers who helped, because their lives were as miserable as mine that day.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.